Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, you want to know more about what's happening in the world of We're Alive? So much has taken place since it all began back in 2009. Well, we might as well start there. May 8th, 2009. A day that would be etched in history from then on. In an instant, the world went from functioning to broken. Several areas along the western United States became epicenters for people to become infected.
Help me move this in front of the door.
A raging monster, a grotesque shell of one's former self.
Move!
Hell-bent on consuming anything it can, focusing only on its own survival. There are only a few known ways to become like them. A person would have to either be bitten, have infected blood or saliva enter the body through an open wound, or lastly, by breathing in the fumes of one of their decomposing bodies.
You feel okay?
I'm fine.
What are you?
Some people change quickly after being exposed, while a select few take a long time to transition.
Is he turning?
I can't be one of them.
Your eyes aren't even close.
I am.
Well, how do you...
I can feel it.
Rarest of them all would be those individuals who would not change at all. The immune.
She's just quarantined.
I don't understand. She's not turning?
We moved her into one of our sealed rooms while we keep an eye on her. The mark on her may have been there for a while.
Wait. It has and she's not turning?
Only two are known to have ever existed. Saul and Tanya Tink.
So we may not be changing.
We could just be resisting the infection. Maybe genetically you and I are more prone to fight it off. That's why it's taken so long.
Their story and others would be documented in The Story of Survival.
I didn't fear death or what might be there on the other side.
This epic tale recanted through a series of first-person journals followed the events of the original tower in Los Angeles and those who survived inside it.
We are here, and we're not going anywhere, and we are not giving up.
There were also other clusters of survivors that managed to stay alive past the initial onslaught on May 8th.
We know you're up here!
One known group, referred to as the Maulers, comprised of inmates from a prison, were spared from the wave of death.
What we did before, that's behind us now. Look, after all that's happened, don't we deserve a second chance?
I just know that this is a bad idea.
Oh, that's...
A handful of these outlaws were also part of another organization that operated in secret beforehand, referred to as the Families.
But you and I are part of the family, and we take care of our own.
They're like a cross between Skull and Bones and the Mob.
It's almost a religion to some of them. If they ever take out a weapon, they must draw blood. And if any one of them is killed, the rest have to track down who did it. The family can't progress until they pay a life or something like that.
Not much is known about their mysterious organization, but they would greatly shape many of the events that followed.
No!
You lose. I win.
As these pockets of survivors battled it out in the wasteland of L.A., another threat grew.
Who is that?
Back up slowly and get behind the door. It's him.
A unique infected, Ink, named for the numerous tattoos that covered his face and hands, had learned to adapt and become stronger through their affliction. A once brilliant scientist, he retained some of his former self and experimented on the flexible properties of the infection, creating entirely new species. His first experiment being massive behemoths that shook the ground as they walked.
Go, go, go! I'm flooring it!
Not moving!
He's got a rat!
Throw it in reverse!
And then other little ones, engineering those deadly monsters from birth and marking their arms with numbers.
I think that fighter's got a number on it!
It's got the foul nails. Lizzie's little ones.
They're not so little anymore.
Eventually, the survivors of the tower were able to overcome and destroy Ink and his underground network.
Go home, man.
Sorry.
I love you, man.
Sadly, in the process, many humans were lost.
You gotta step up now, all right? Both of you.
Including Saul Tink.
Take care of my boy and my mom, all right? I'm gonna make sure Nick doesn't have to live with this shit anymore.
But not before bearing a son, Nicholas.
PV2 Nicholas Tink. Weapons and defense.
Place your wrist on the imprinter.
Nick would follow in his father's footsteps, becoming a guardian or protector of the city-state of Westport, the last holdout of survivors on America's West Coast.
What was once a meager colony is now a thriving metropolis, and we continue to grow as the largest shipping port in the Pacific.
Since the fall of Ink, the borders of Westport have expanded, all the way from Redondo Beach to parts of Santa Ana. A massive wall was built to protect the city, which spans over 100 miles long. Westport was able to do that in part by enhancing the city of Long Beach into the most profitable and largest trading port in all of the Pacific. It is now known as New Rotterdam, and allowed the city-state to bring survivors from all over the world, creating a successful metropolis under the leadership of President Chin Wei Jiang, otherwise known as CJ.
We are strong together. Stay alert, stay alive.
Outside of Westport, other civilizations began to thrive. East of the Mississippi, 23 individual city-states remain that mostly resembled their former states.
All right, fall in, grab your gear, get prepped, and ready for liftoff.
Yes, ma'am.
They have banded together and make up the new country called United America, or the UA.
Bottle gun 7 off. Ready.
I got a downed chopper, one of ours. This is a rescue op.
While some of the states have conflicts with each other, they remain a unified front as one of the largest infected-free zones in the world. The only exception within their borders is the City of Lost Souls, located in the center of North Carolina, a place walled off to keep the infection contained inside after a massive outbreak devastated Fort Bragg. In the south of the former United States remains the sovereign province of Texas, now known as the Republic. This independent nation was able to regain control of its borders with the help of the 45,000 military units stationed across the state. Their stratocracy-based government continues to thrive under the control and leadership of General Kramer and Chancellor Friedrich.
The states of United America have all the room they want east of the Mississippi. They don't have to worry about security like we do.
The other remaining areas of the former United States, spanning from the Pacific coast to the Mississippi, is now considered the Red Zone, or the frontier.
They're gone.
Then we need to be too.
In this no man's land are scattered pockets of people who either reject the formality of any government or choose to live outside the laws and morality of any civilized society.
Hey! Hey, shut your mouth and cut the chatter, or I start cutting you.
Welcome to the other side of the wall.
It is in this frontier that the remaining infected also live, many of which have heavily evolved from their former selves into something completely different. Several generations deep, the infected continued to breed and adapt at an alarming rate, developing traits to benefit their surroundings.
You weren't kidding, covered in horns.
Pretty far from human now, huh?
First evolved infected you've seen?
Yeah.
Get used to it. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Some have grown massive in size, developing tools and ways to communicate.
No! No!
Guardian down! Guardian! She's gone? Where's her body?
Others have taken to the rivers and oceans, spending more time underwater than on top of land.
These are the various tribes, different species of infected. They tend to group together in the wild and do here too.
They form social groups and even structures in order to survive as a pack rather than individuals.
Infected hierarchy is all about strength in mind and body.
These so-called tribes separate the different subspecies as the infected continue to distance themselves genetically from the humans they once were.
I just remember its green eyes against the black. It's something new.
And now, in the year 2027, 18 years after the outbreak, the next generation of humans begins to come of age.
There's gotta be something about the infected that we've been missing.
Last time someone tried to collapse a tribe, two more sprouted up.
They have been forced to grow up in this world, where the struggles and conflict of the infection have always been known.
If we don't find a way out, we're someone's property.
They think infected are the next stage of us.
But even now, things are about to change.
We've had our time. These kids got their whole lives ahead of them.
It's just been so long since we've been involved in any of this stuff.
Just as our survivors have descendants who work to positively shape the outcome of this world, so too does the other side.
So much is on the line right now. Maybe all of Westport.
The struggle continues. And in the end, who among them will be able to make the claim, "We're alive"?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.